Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
With Car Gurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Gurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Gurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Gurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. We kick off week 6 of the NFL with a primetime game tonight on Amazon between a couple of teams that are bunk. The Washington Commanders go to Soldier Field to take on the Bears at 8:15. Washington started their season pretty encouraging. They were 1-1 against Detroit and Jacksonville. They racked up 27.5 points a game and 393 yards of offense across those first couple of games with Wentz in charge. Since then, Carson and the boys haven't done much. They followed up that 1-1 start with consecutive losses to the Eagles, Cowboys, and Titans. And in those games, they scored 17 points or less in all three of them. And it was basically 11.7 points per game and just over 300 yards per game. Meanwhile, the Bears, you don't know what to think of them. They've averaged 17 points per game on 274 yards per game across a 2-3 record to open the season. Justin Fields attempting just 17 passes per game across those five games. And they've been average at best. Their only wins came in a deluge of rain at Soldier Field in Chicago in week 1 when they beat the Niners 19-10. That was a shock. And then they won against Houston in week 3 at home 23-20 in a boring game. Don't be fooled by the score. So Washington averaged 24 points per game and 390 yards per game across three games with the Lions, Jags, and Titans, but they struggled, obviously, against the Eagles and Cowboys because they have great defenses. Meanwhile, the Bears allow 20-plus points in 4 of 5 games this season. They've been allowing 21.2 points per game compared to their horrible offense that averages 17 points per game. I've seen money line numbers at Chicago -112 and the Commanders -104. I've seen it at -115 Chicago, -105 Washington. I've seen the total at 37.5. That was earlier in the week, like on Wednesday. And then we've seen it go from Washington getting one on like Wednesday to, you know, just to pick them straight up. You know, when your boy was in Indy, Wentz, the Colts offense averaged 26.5 points per game and turned the ball over just 19 times. That was top 10 in the league. He completed 62% of his passes for over 3,500 yards and a 27-7 interception ratio in his first season with the Colts. Now he's starting his third different team since 2020 because the Colts said we've seen enough and they moved him. And now he's in Washington. So when they opened the season 1-1 with the Detroit and Jacksonville games and they racked up those 27.5 points a game and 393 yards a game, but the offense was terrible in weeks 3 and 4. They scored 10 points or less and sub 300 yards in back-to-back losses in, you know, the games with Philly and Dallas. So they bounced back with a nice 385-yard effort against Tennessee. But they couldn't get it done when they got down to the 2-yard line at the end of the game. Wentz got picked on 3rd and goal, and there was no time left on the clock. So the bottom line is they blew it. If they would have won that game, they'd probably be a favorite in the game against the Bears. You know, the Bears are 0-9 against the spread in their last 9 home games against Washington. The Bears, meanwhile, finished 3rd in the NFC North with a 6-11 record last year. They started 3-2, and then they went 3-9 the rest of the way, and their offense ranked 27th in the league in scoring and 24th in yardage per play and total yards. Basically, 18 points a game and just under 5 yards per play. You know, sandwiched between the win over the Niners and a win over the Texans in weeks 1 and 3, they had the double-digit road smacking by the Packers in week 2 at Lambeau. Their offense is bunk, though. You know, Fields averages 17.3 points per game and 265 yards a game in those first 3 games. They basically average the same thing, 17 points a game and 288 yards a game in losses consecutively to the Giants and Vikings in weeks 4 and 5. I'll give them this. They came back and covered against the Vikings at U.S. Bank and many. Here's some trends. The Commanders are 1-4 against the spread in their last 5 games. The Bears are 5-12 straight up in their last 17 games. The under has been alive in 5 of Washington's last 7 games. The total's gone over in 5 of Chicago's last 6 games against Washington. And I told you, they're 0-9 in their last 9 against the spread against Washington. The Commanders are 2-8 straight up in their last 10. And they're 5-1 against the spread in their last 6 against Chicago. They're 7-1 straight up in their last 8 against the Bears. And they're 1-4 straight up in their last 5 road games. They're 9-0 against the spread in their last 9, as I mentioned, against Chicago. Those are crazy trends. So speaking of Washington, their coach, Riverboat Ron Rivera, apologized to Carson Wentz for saying, you know, things that basically came across as he sucks. I mean, in not so many words. He says they were misconstrued by the media. Of course, blame the media. He said, Carson and I had a nice conversation, so I think we're ready to roll. He said he spoke to the team about the comments that he made earlier in the week. Rivera was asked why the Commanders are 1-4 in his third season compared with the other teams in the division, which are all 4-1. And he said quarterback was the reason. He said that the other team's quarterbacks had been in place longer than Wentz had been in Washington. Of course, they traded for him in the offseason. And Rivera said the QB is still getting comfortable in the offense and with his teammates. And he's glad he has a quarterback now that they can build around. Wentz was told by a team spokesman what Rivera had said, and he wasn't bothered by it. Wentz said, coach addressed it, handled it, nothing for me that I'm overly concerned about. Coach is straightforward. He's an upfront dude. He addressed it in the team meeting, which I thought was cool, in which he meant, you know, the things he said were not the way they came across. I feel very confident in that. That's not what he meant. Rivera said he understood how what was said was perceived negatively. He said, quote, I told him I said some things that were misconstrued. I didn't present them properly. That's on me. I took accountability, told the guys I should know better, and I had a bad day, so I figured I was feeling better today. Let's move forward. Rivera said he didn't want it to be a distraction going into the game tonight. And, you know, his backup, Taylor Heinicke, said, we all assumed that it was taken the wrong way. He did a good job clearing up that in the morning meeting. Carson has broad shoulders. He understands the deal. It meant a lot to the whole team. For anyone who didn't know what Rivera meant, it was good to hear from him. And he said that Wentz is tough. He played in Philly. Once you play in Philly, everything else is easy peasy from there. Wentz is listed as having a shoulder injury on the injury report for the game tonight. He said about his right throwing shoulder, despite the injury, indicated he would have been limited in terms of full practice in the last couple of days. But he said, I don't know when it occurred, and it feels pretty good. It feels pretty good. It's like it was a Monday after the game kind of thing, so I'm feeling pretty good now. Rivera said he doesn't think it's going to be a problem. Bottom line is, Washington needs to win this game. I mean, don't most people think that they had that game against Tennessee in the bag at the two-yard line and didn't get it done? Now, I bet on Tennessee in that game, so I'm glad they didn't get it done. But they should be able to go into Chicago and give the Bears some problems. I hate that Bears offense. I don't like their defense. I don't like anything about Chicago, to be honest with you. I think they're fairly easy to deal with. I mean, the Vikings were up 21-3 and then effed around with them and let them back in the game, and the Bears covered. It screwed bettors, but for the most part, the Vikings had that game in the bag and then quit working hard. That's the bottom line. I don't think a lot of people are that excited about that game, but I know a game they are excited about, and that's the Sunday game at night with the Eagles hosting the Cowboys. And you got a division that looks like this: Philly's 5-0, Dallas 4-1, the Giants 4-1, and then you got the Commanders, who I told you have nothing but problems at 1-4. But it is a conference that's on the up, and there's no doubt about it. You got teams with great defense in Philly and Dallas. Jalen Hurts playing great. Cooper Rush playing great, and you don't know if Dak's going to go or not, but look at that Dallas defense with Parsons and Trayvon Diggs, and then they got to deal with those Eagle receivers. A.J. Brown's a badass. Devonta Smith is unstoppable. I mean, it is going to be thick. That Dallas D has not allowed more than 19 points in their first five games. They haven't looked that good since, like, the early 70 Cowboys. They have 20 sacks, tied for the fourth most the Cowboys have ever had through five games. Philly is tied for first in takeaways with 11 compared to 7 for the Cowboys. The reason Dallas has been so good is Rush isn't turning the ball over. No picks, and that's the difference. I can't wait to see Diggs take on A.J. Brown and see if he can stop him. That's going to be a sick game.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.